This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. By now, I'm sure you've heard of Russia invading Ukraine. Markets around the globe are reacting quite quickly. Russia's actions not only put stress on the general world economy, but it's rocking the global food supply, seriously affecting Ukrainian agriculture, along with everyone else. Jim McCormick, a hedging strategist with AgMarket.net, says grain markets are unstable, and for a good reason.
They're roughly almost 14-15% of the world's wheat production. There are huge export markets out there, and now we don't know, are they going to get that product out? The stuff they've already sold, the corn specifically, roughly 600 million bushels. Winter wheat, obviously coming out of dormancy. Are they going to get that harvested if you're in the middle of a shooting conflict?
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran says farmers already feeling the pinch of higher input prices will face more headwinds.
Diesel fuel, fertilizer, all will be impacted. And despite some higher commodity prices, the input costs have been skyrocketing already because of supply chain and transportation. So this administration, this Congress ought to come together and increase the energy production in the United States and help our allies in Europe meet their energy needs, but do something significant to take the price back down, damaging the Russian economy.
Moran says there's an opportunity to fill the global wheat supply gap. However, U.S. wheat growing conditions are currently dry and not ideal. To find out how you should handle market impacts, tune in tomorrow for part two of this report on Russia-Ukraine's conflict impacting agriculture. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.